Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Ah, hi.
How's it going?
Happy coronavirus season, everybody. Stay safe.
Sorry, I'm just adjusting the levels.
Hi, queens.
What's up?
What is up? The world is psycho.
It's all over. I can't believe in like 24 hours, it went from like, just kidding, we're fine, to go home, don't touch anyone.
Lock down. We shouldn't even be doing this, is what you've said to me.
Yeah.
That this is a mistake.
Yeah.
Should I sit like this? We're not touching though.
Sheet out. We're not touching, but you are on my bed that I've been in all day.
Yeah. I mean.
Whatever. For me, whatever, because I'm gonna legally distance myself from you and from everyone watching.
Where did you say that we both have corona?
No, I'm not presenting symptoms, but I think I might.
Yeah, we don't. How do you know if you've got it? You don't. Oh my god, everyone's saying, "Hey guys, it's me, Robert De Niro." Oh, okay.
That's the line.
Hey.
I don't know what he sounds like.
Hey. Oh, the only movie I can think of is Meet the Parents that he's in.
I think he just sounds like a normal adult guy. So he's like,
do it.
No, wait. Hey, no.
Okay, that's that short guy that we love.
Danny DeVito. No, he's like, Charlie, what are you going to do with the painting?
Yeah. That's New York, the Bronx.
Yeah, he's Danny. Yeah. It's Always Sunny.
And then Robert De Niro is, hey, it's me, Robert De Niro. Is that good?
The way you close your eyes is so, it's like this. Hey, you guys, it's Robert De Niro.
Okay, we're doing impressions. Say Jinxie Cat. I'm watching you, fucker. Oh, that's a line.
What's that from?
That's from Meet the Fuckers. I'm watching you,
you're getting
fucker.
A phone call.
Okay, hang on. This is FBI. I'll just not take it.
Are you sure? Yeah. Shouldn't you tell them that you found your laptop?
I don't know. Okay.
Maybe you
can
should.
Can you tell them what's happening?
Who? The listeners?
The listeners.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Should we go? Should I...
Okay, well, I'll say one thing is that we are on Instagram Live in the midst of a global pandemic. And also that Conchetta lost her bag,
which is my own pandemic in my life.
And so she's currently being telephoned.
Yeah.
Please release the episode you recorded with Jared.
Okay. Oh my God, Jared, shut up.
That's a private matter.
That's a private.
You're going to have to consult a lawyer, Maddie Holbrook-Walk, about that, Jared.
And that, for all our gorgeous listeners, we have a unreleased episode, a one and only guest we've ever had on
the
pod.
No, we had Becky as well.
Oh, that was a live show.
Yeah, true.
But we've done one live show where we had Becky Lucas as a guest, which was great. But then
time of our lives, never been better.
Never been better. But when we did, you know, we don't have any guests ever. We're not that kind of podcast.
We're not that kind of girls.
We just, it's all off our own backs.
It's all.
We're not getting Tom Ballard in the studio.
No.
And talking to
we're
him.
We're not here riding on star power, sweetie. We are building from the ground up.
Building from the ground up.
Who else is live podcasting in the middle of a global pandemic?
No one. No one is risking their lives because we both believe we have grown up.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, can I tell you? Yeah. Literally, Ben got off a plane from Adelaide and went straight into my arms and into my pussy. Okay. And so, and I didn't, and I was like, I asked him, I'm like, have you showered? And he's like, nope. And I'm like, all right, get in the bed. Because that love transcends viruses and death.
Yeah.
Because I just thought, honestly, you think I'm not going to kiss my boyfriend after 2 weeks of being dead inside?
If you had to self-isolate, are you going to self-isolate together?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
At his place or your place?
Both of them.
Wait, no, you have to. You gotta pick one.
Nah, because it goes place, car, place.
Oh, I have thought about that.
We're not going anywhere. Yeah. We're not going like shopping.
Gotta go real quick.
What's really hard is in this climate. I'm like, I have all this time. All these gigs have canceled. Go off, queen. Me love that.
We love when gigs
are canceled, and it means I have all this time to see movies, which is what I want to do, but I can't.
I think they might close movie theaters.
I think that. I was thinking about it. So obviously I got my nails done, which everyone's like, I mean, I don't know what everyone's thinking, but in my head I was anticipating that everyone was freaking out.
Backlash,
I'm canceled, whatever. But guess what? Can I just tell you two things? Mm. One, that made me realize, I'm like, oh, this is, if this is a thing, this is something maybe we should watch. And secondly, that made me think of food places. Like, I went to a restaurant yesterday. I went to Pastitsi Cafe, go off queen. And I was like, well, then that should shut down as well. Like, it just made me realize if we're stopping schools and gigs, then like...
School are two pillars of society. Schools and gigs.
That's not what I
mean. No, but I know. It's
you, but
funny.
You know what I mean. Yeah. I'm like, cancel the gig, yes. But then I'm like, oh shit, cancel...
Pastitsi. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's what it's in happening in other countries is that it was... They took our schools, then they took our gigs, and then they took our affordable Italian food.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But yeah, cafes, movie theaters, bars.
And can I just tell you, so at this nail place that I went to, I asked her, I was like, have you experienced like less people coming because of this thing? And she was like, yeah.
Yeah.
And she said like, she was really upset. She was like, I think they're talking about health and beauty, they're going to shut us down for 2 weeks. And she's like, I have so many bills to pay.
Oh, yeah.
She was like, it felt like I was watching J-Lo in a movie. It was like, I've never, it was, no, but it's real. Like, I couldn't believe it. She was like, I have so many bills to pay this month. And it's like, they're not going to slow down for me. Like, if we shut down, she's like, it's really awful.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck. It just made me feel that thing with small businesses. Like, And she was like, I'm like, are you worried for yourself? And she's like, look, I think if you don't feel... Because I was telling her I have all these appointments booked, and she's like, look, if you don't feel sick, you should be like, go. Anyways, I was like shook.
Yeah.
But that's really, she was like upset that they had to close. When I thought it would be like, shut it down, I don't want to get sick. But it kind of,
Yeah. I think in terms of health and safety, I do agree with the thing that's like, even if you don't feel sick, self-isolate.
I agree.
Et cetera, et cetera. But I also think that is an interesting thing that no one is talking about, is that it's like, you know, who's going to actually suffer is the people who like cannot not go to work because they don't not have a job or et cetera, et cetera. And it's actually pretty cool that we're sort of talking about that.
I know. And nobody's doing that at 5 p.m. on Instagram Live. but back to what we were saying. So I've lost my laptop just immediately before doing this.
What's up with that?
Oh, my God. We have a request for someone to be in our live video. That's crazy.
Who is it?
Umar, do you remember he did stand-up comedy? Oh, he's from Perth. Hey, should we let him in?
I think no.
We think no. We love it.
We just said we don't do guests.
We don't do guests, Umar, but thank you for the request.
Thank you for requesting.
We adore you. All my love to you in Perth.
And mine as well.
As well.
Even though
together.
I was the person who had to say no.
Anyway, so my laptop, I think it's at the nail place where I just was. And also I had to ask FBI if it was there. Mm. And I think they've just texted me. I think it's going to cancel the video.
Yeah.
Oh, should I pause it?
Yeah, pause.
Does everyone just mind? I'm just going to pause it for so quick. I have to check if my... Okay, fuck you. People get... Hi, it's Frontline here. Could not find your backpack in the studio. I'm sorry. All good. I found it. Thank you. I'll just text that back. Can they hear this? All good. I found...
On microphones, yes. On Instagram Live, no.
Okay, good. All good. I found it. Thank you.
It's secret for the listeners.
Okay, we're back.
Can you hand me my phone? Is that legal? Yeah, whatever.
So that's the news. That was just FBI telling me that they didn't find my laptop. Can I just say, I'm all about everything being canceled and staying home possible. Of course I believe that. Even though I'm here with you.
Yeah.
I don't want to go out. I'm not going to bars. I'm not going to clubs. I'm not going to gigs. I'm going to these one-off appointments. I literally had my hair done today. I didn't even think of it. I was like, I had a haircut booked. I'm going.
Mm.
And they weren't like, why are you here?
Why are you here, bitch? What are you doing showing your face around here? You think you're going to get a blowout today, bitch?
Bitch.
Don't you have that wedding? When's the wedding?
I have a wedding on Sunday, okay?
She's getting married to Ben Caution.
I'm getting married to Ben Caution at his own brother's wedding. I said as soon as they're done, I'm stepping up to the plate.
Absolutely.
But can I just tell you, John? So you know I want to go light?
Yeah.
I want to go light a hair color.
Bronze.
And they were like... They just weren't... They were like, do it. But they were like, your hair's going to get really dry because your hair's curly. Yeah. And... You like, oh, you're a bit warm. We could maybe go cool. Maybe baby light. Anyways, I just feel like it's going to be rough.
You think that what they give you is going to look bad?
I'm not sure.
Or you think that they're going to do a bad service? Yeah.
I don't. Yeah, we don't know. We don't really know.
It's hard when they don't want to do the service to you.
When you have to beg and plead.
When you have to beg and say, please put the chemicals in.
Yeah, you have to convince them.
But then if you're getting Olaplex, it's like...
It should be fine?
Not that it should be fine, but that you will just have to... Like, no matter who is getting their hair bleached, it's going to be bad. So, yeah. Buckle up and get the Olaplex.
And you know what's crazy? Everyone in there had fake blonde hair. And I was like, yeah. You sluts are doing it?
Yeah.
Just because I have curls, you're going to discriminate?
Yeah.
I don't want to just have boring, normal brown. It's not boring, but I just want something different. Yeah. The world is ending.
You're allowed to do that.
I'm about to die and I want to dye blonde.
You can dye blonde. You can dye blonde. That's absolutely... Don't touch me.
Oh, sorry. It was an accident.
Sure.
Oh, so sad.
Yeah. I think you're well within your rights to do that.
Anyways, how have you been dealing? You've been in bed all day?
Kind of not really. Like I went to the gym this morning.
That's...
Which is bad. I know.
Psycho.
I'm really sorry. But it's because I had PT booked in.
Oh,
does
yeah.
Does he know if my PT follows you?
I don't think he does, but I would love if he did.
I would love an extra follower. No, I felt bad canceling on him because I was like, he needs the money.
He needs the money.
And also it's like I just thought I'd look stupid, which is like a pussy thing to do.
I know.
So then I went to PT and it was like fine. There weren't many people there.
Yeah, that's what the vibe is. Everything has less people.
I definitely felt dirty and I felt bad. And then I came home and then I didn't go to a cafe. As I was like walking down the street, I like kept seeing like, have you seen that like clip from Kath and Kim where she like keeps seeing like gay things everywhere and she's like,
no. Oh yeah.
Yeah. And I just kept seeing like old people around and I was like, I would really actually kill someone to go to a cafe right now and just sit and sort of read a book. And I looked at the cafe and who's sitting at the cafe?
Deborah,
old people.
An old woman.
Old people. And I was like,
not
I was
today.
Like, I can't.
You had this and then you went like this.
Just kidding. Just kidding. You're
just
all
kidding.
Good.
No eggs many for me
no
today.
No eggs many for me. So I just went home and I cooked breakfast and I made two fried eggs.
Yum.
And then I put two slices of cheese on top of it to melt on it.
Love.
Toasted a piece of bread.
Yeah.
And then put... And then I also made bacon.
Okay, cool.
And I ate all those things together. Not much flavor.
That's rough.
Isn't that rough?
Salt?
I did a little salt and I did pepper as well, but still not much flavor.
From eggs and bacon.
Eggs, bacon, and cheese. Bacon, egg, and cheese.
That is mortifying.
I needed sauce.
Sauce, yeah.
Sauce, and I didn't have any sauce.
Brown barbecue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chili.
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 Tomato. Yeah. So none of that. And then this is my really exciting day. And then I...
Yeah, so you've
just watched The Office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The truth is, like, I'm so keen to just not do anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I have sort of been doing that for a really long time in my life because I typically spend all my time avoiding
people
in university. That's what I've been doing for the last 6 years, has been avoiding actually completing my degree.
Absolutely.
And then I did complete it, and then it was like I had to face the fact that I had nothing to do. So then I had to find a job. And then that job actually starts a week from today.
And
they emailed me today being like, please come in on Monday. Would love to see you. And I didn't even say, and it was like, congrats. And I didn't even respond to the congrats. I was just like, do you have any measures in place because of the virus, like COVID-19?
Yeah, yeah.
Hope you're well. Kind regards, John.
No reply.
And no, we haven't responded yet. They haven't given me a response yet. So, yeah.
Can we just talk about, like, what if we have it? Don't you wonder if more people are just thinking, like, what if I have it?
I think
everyone is
for
thinking.
For me, personally, for about the last week, I have just assumed that I have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think a little bit, I have a cough, but it's like a wet cough. And it's a cough from when Ramon and I laugh too much, I get all this phlegm.
Oh, yeah.
But once you cough, it's like corona.
Yeah. Wait, my phone's buzzing. Just kidding. We're all good. Yeah.
Hello, everyone.
What was I going to say? Well, statistically, so Germany, I think, said that they estimated that their government estimated that 70% of their population would get it. And
shit.
The Australian government released a statistic that said 30, and a lot of people were like, you fucking cunts, that's stupid, it's gonna be 50. Like like ruling bodies were like, don't be dumb, it's gonna be 50. And I do agree, I think that it could be 50. And if you think of you're in a group of four people, it's like two of us are gonna get corona.
Yeah.
So I do believe it.
Yeah.
But I think it's just, it will most likely for us just be a flu.
Yeah.
But the problem is with the...
It's spreading it.
Is with spreading it and then with the overwhelming of hospitals.
Absolutely.
Which is obviously not fun or funny.
Not fun or funny.
But as we've said before, it's not actually our job to be funny.
No, that we refuse that. We refuse to be funny.
When possible, we refuse to be funny.
Well, then if everyone's sick of hearing about corona, maybe we could talk about different things.
Do you guys want to ask us questions?
Yeah, that could be fun.
Does anyone have... I know you just did this on your radio segment.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's to help people.
How was it? Oh, what is it?
It was good. Billy Dosby asked me a question about... okay, this is kind of funny. His little sister is getting her lips done. And she was like, don't tell mom.
How
she's going to kill me.
Wait, she's... Don't tell mom.
Yeah. And his question was, should I tell my mom?
Isn't mom going to find out when she sees the big lips?
Well, that's where I come in. I said, gaslight your mom. And... And be like, you're being crazy, bitch. Get back in the kitchen. Her lips are normal. And then I was like, also, go with your sister and you get your lips done too. That it's like, oh, it's just the jeans.
I'd love to see him with some big lips.
Me too.
Yeah.
That could really do something for Billy.
For his career and his comedy. Absolutely. It'd be great to see.
And my favorite tip is just only go out at night.
For Bill?
for his sister.
For his sister?
Just so like...
She so people don't see. So she can wear like a nice nude lip. So she can get the most out of the lips.
That's
wear
right.
A nice nude
what
lip.
I'm saying is like only see your mom at night. She should just only come home at midnight. And she's like, she's got to like do that to her eyes.
Yeah. And do the Kylie Jenner. That's what Kylie did for years. Is she was like, no, I'm just still wearing a good nude lip.
Oh my God. That's.
And then it was like, she's like, I'd like to go on the record and say that I did get fillers.
That
like,
is great. So just do a Kylie Jenner. And then also same thing with being
buy
pregnant.
A lip kit.
Be like, I'm not pregnant. I'm bloated.
Go Katy Perry vibes.
Oh, hey, guys. Hello.
Oh, great.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for joining.
If you have any questions or have comments, we'd love to see
do you
them.
Have anything to inspire sort of anything at all?
But this will be released as an episode, so
yeah,
that's cool.
It is going on the record, unless we decide that we actually don't want to.
We don't want
because we get to do whatever we want.
Whatever we want, we don't owe you shit.
No.
So that is what the segment was. Mm. That was the advice.
That's nice.
And what's really funny is he was like, my sister got an ATAR of 37. She's crazy. She's crazy.
That is low.
That's so funny.
That is
and I was
low.
Like, okay, she's a sick bitch.
Okay, she's a cool girl. Cool girls club.
Oh, look at this. Fucking love the podcast. Oh, thank you so much.
That's so sweet.
Thoughts on comedy festivals being canceled. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously. Like, in my head, I'm just like, yeah good.
Yeah, makes sense.
Of course you had to. Like
they knew they had to do it to
him. They knew they had to do it to him, the artist.
Yeah. They looked at
the
artist and they went
bang bang
bang
bitch.
Bang.
I look, so obviously we both I'm gonna speak for John and I that obviously we think it should have happened. Of course. It was if you're gonna cancel the Royal Easter Show, you're gonna fucking cancel the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Yeah, if you can't look at Dirty Horses and Easter
and rides, you're not gonna watch a comedian talk about their pussy on
for
stage
52 minutes.
No. But I mean, I feel sad for my friends. I'm sorry that. Yeah, I guess it sounds like that thing where it's like you get really ready to come and then you don't. It's like that. You guys can all relate to
it's
that.
It's just like that thing where you get really ready to come and then actually it doesn't happen.
And then
happen.
You don't?
Yeah.
But in my head, I'm like, well, the world trumps comedy.
You're 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's honestly what I think. I'm like, obviously the world is going to trump entertainment.
Yeah, if we can lose a percentage of the global population, then you can go without feeling famous for maybe 1 month.
1 month?
You can actually get famous next year. You can top 1,000 Instagram followers next year. Maybe.
Yeah, but push it back.
Maybe a little. But the financial hit is really quite bad for people.
It's
bad.
But I like to think of it as we're all in it. It's not just comics. It's everyone in the world
service
is being
people,
told.
Bar people.
Everyone is being told. Like, do you know what I mean? You're not being left out. It's not just like one industry. It's like, oh, I can't do it. It's like everyone is being fucked.
The economy.
To me, I'm like, well, then you should feel something about you're with the world.
Yeah.
It's not just like, oh, I'm sick and I can't go to work today. Just me. That's the wrong thing. But it's like, you know when something just happens to you, like my eye got burnt and it was like, oh, no. Oh, no, my eye got burnt and I can't go to this show that I want to go to. Make it the whole world's fucking eye is burnt so we all can't go to the fuck. So I'm like, awesome. You're no better than me. I'm no better than you. We're fucking stuck.
Agree. Yeah.
That's unheard of. When have we
Don't touch me.
Oh, shit.
Never in history has someone seen so many crimes being committed on a live podcast.
We both have it.
It's not good.
No, you both look
fine.
Great, guys, says Luke. Thank you. We've had fucking love the podcast. Thank you. People saying, hey, just want to check in with the comments. please no. He said, that's too far. He's in Sydney. Uber, you're in Sydney. That's awesome. Bad timing. Why are you good here? To have you. Go home. Be safe.
If you can.
So we were just talking about festivals being canceled.
Yeah, it's a shame. Yeah, I think, you know, if we could to like turn around and be like, how can we all, what do we all do now? Because that's what everyone's doing. Like, yeah, whatever.
What do you mean? What are you saying?
In terms of feeling sad and feeling bad, it's like, oh, wait, you have low battery.
Oh, no.
Unplugged.
I unplugged it because it, do you think that will cancel Stan?
Stan.
Oh, yeah.
Stan the streaming service.
Absolutely. Luke, I think you have a point. He's being funny, John.
I don't like when people
will
are funny.
Will you Stan a cancel of Stan?
Can we be real for once, Luke Joseph Ryan? Can we even pretend to be real for once? You know that we don't actually joke.
We don't. This isn't a comedy podcast. This
it's a serious news podcast. Do you think it'll stand up? Do you want me to get another? I can get you a stack of books.
Yeah, I'd love a stack of books.
Okay, give me 1 second.
I'm being funny, guys. Yeah, I know. That's...
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Wrong time to be funny. Everyone has to be sad because of Corona. Okay, great. You know what? Like, what is everyone going to get into as this happens? I think we could get into reading and porking. And
some of us actually can't.
Yeah, some of us can't do that. I was thinking if Corona would take a hit on fucking casual dating and casual sex.
I actually have actually thought that my Tinder success would go up a lot during this time because
really?
More people would be at home swiping maybe.
Okay, that's interesting. But yeah. Yeah, okay, so more sexting is
maybe.
What will come of it.
Maybe.
Less sex, more sexting.
Also, just while we're on the matter, I would like to release an official statement, and I would say that I'm very excited to announce that my 21-year-old boyfriend did break up with me.
Oh, we can't.
Then we can't high five.
No.
Just to have that on the record for sort of the
awesome.
Lore and the context of
and
the Get Over It universe.
We should say that he was a fan. He stands this podcast.
And he probably maybe still follows you on Instagram and maybe could be watching this now.
Yeah. Okay.
Awesome.
Look, we have a comment. I'm getting into cleaning. Oh, that's a good thing.
That's probably actually for the best, maybe.
It's a good thing to get into.
I haven't cleaned it that much yet. But I wash my hands.
That's all you got to do is clean your hands and your ass.
And your ass.
That is it.
That's our official statement. All you have to do is clean your hands
and your ass. From the Board of Health.
Those are the two problem areas. Oh my God. Earlier today, I actually did a little poo and there was no wipe. And I was like, you know when you wipe and there's nothing there?
Yeah.
And I was like, when this happens, I'm the Virgin Mary.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Can you
imagine?
That's
an immaculate conception.
You could poo and figuratively get up and not wipe. You could, if you're telling me there's a poo, no stain.
Yeah. You could
get
up and
go.
Yeah,
a poo
get
and go.
And go, yeah.
And that,
awesome.
You are the Virgin Mary.
I am the Virgin Mary today on this day.
If I'm being real honest, if we can make it a what's up with your ass vibe.
Sure, please go ahead and tell me what's up with your ass.
I've been eating like shit, which is kind of not a surprise for little Miss Carista.
News to the listeners.
So my poo, welcome, new listen, has been real like rabbit. Pellets.
Hard. Do you drink water?
Not often. Not a lot. And it's my own fault. And it's also because I'm just like in between things.
I'm moving.
We're moving. Our house is all
so
up
stressful.
In the air. And so I let water go.
Mm.
And also when Ben was away, I kept forgetting to take my pill. And that's when
Your
I was like,
pill?
What's the point? All of them. Every
of the
pill.
Pills. Yeah.
Yeah. He comes back. I'm gray. Pregnant.
It comes back, you're 9 months pregnant. Oh.
Yeah.
Damn. I'm sorry for that. Your ass. I extend my deepest condolences to you and your ass.
In my head, when I'm more settled, and I think with this corona, I'm like, I'm going to get on top of everything.
Yeah. You're going to get on top of everything at this time.
I'm looking forward. And again, tell us what everyone is getting into while they're staying at home. But I think I want to get into organizing. Things.
In what way? What do you have to organize? You've just moved.
Yeah, like all my papers and like thing, like it's just
documents.
Documents. private document.
All my files.
All my letters.
My letters from, my from the editor.
That's so funny. Mm. A bit like that.
Mm. I've just been watching The Office so far, but I have the intention to watch. I have the intention to watch like Love is Blind. I wanted to watch that scary movie Contagion.
That's what it is. Scary. Catch up on everything you've wanted to watch.
Mm, yeah, Shrill.
Okay. Trill for real.
I know I need to get into it. Damn. I want to read my book A Little Life. It's really good.
Really long.
Oh my god, I bought this book called Mastering Stand-Up.
Oh, is it good?
I haven't started it.
Awesome. Did you pay for it?
Yeah. Well, do you know who recommended it to me is Barry Walsh? I'm to embarrass myself on Instagram Live, but in a moment of real earnest, because I don't know like jokes, structures, or different kinds of stuff. And so Barry Walsh, who's now a Ross State finalist, so yeah, I will take his advice. was like, this is a great book, and it tells you all about different stuff, and I'll let you know.
You can then teach me from it, because I can't read. I don't do that. Yeah.
Great.
Well,
that's that on that, guys.
That's that on that, and that's all we want to say about that.
I think I'm going to let myself go a bit.
Oh my god, that's what Ben said. He was like, I think I'm just gonna get fat. Yeah. Because he can't go to the gym.
You can do a home workout, but a home workout kind of sucks.
It kind of sucks.
Also, I'm at a place now with my, just generally unrelated to the coronavirus, where I'm at a place where I was like, I think in terms of like my eating and my exercising, like my body is like in a place where it's like not really, for neither for better nor worse, like it's not going, like it's, we've flatlined, we've stabilized.
Yeah.
So I'm like, cool, why don't I just start eating normal, like not normal again, but eat like, go back to full cream milk.
Yum.
Do all
KFC.
My like, not, well yeah, KFC a little bit.
Fuck.
But like stay healthy-ish, but like not be so like, ugh, about it.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like, great, let's chill.
Yeah, I think it's good to be chill.
It's time to chill for
I
once.
Need to, on another note, I need to lose 10 kilos in 5 days. Sweating.
You guys, if you know how to make Conchetta lose 10 kilos in 5 days, drop us a comment in the box below.
Okay. Yeah, I really need that. I really need.
Do you have a dress like a Emily Blunt style, like skin tight bandage dress you need to fit into?
Well, I was planning to buy a dress this week.
Oh, that's not looking good, darling. You left it to the wrong time.
It's a little bit. Hello, Marcel Blanchard. Hi. I'm just saying how I need to.
Buy a dress for a wedding
this week. And so I need to, I need to really slim down for this mystery dress.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sort of where my brain is at, this one wedding.
Yeah.
And to be honest,
this weekend,
I could get corona from the wedding.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
But it's like, I'm not going to a wedding.
Yeah. Are you? No, sure. Well, sure. It's this weekend.
This Sunday, baby.
Fucking hell. Where's the wedding?
3 Blue Ducks.
Beautiful.
Come through.
Everybody come along to the wedding.
I just realized it throws that.
Yeah, out. I was going to buy a car. And there was
that's out.
They were supposed to call me today and they didn't. And then yesterday I went into the dealership and I was like, hi, I'm here to see a blue Mazda 2 that's used. And they were like, we don't have it for you, brother. And I was like, oh.
Corona, brother. We're on lockdown.
And I just had to be like, oh, that's all good. Well, give me a call. And then they said they were going to call me today.
How close is this car place to you?
It's the one at Officeworks, Glebe.
Okay.
Toyota, yeah, Auto Sports.
Buy a car, buy a pen, go next door.
No, do you know what I did instead? Is that I left one across the street and then I printed out ASOS return forms.
Oh, yeah.
Which I can do in the coronavirus.
That is good.
Yeah, go
you
alone.
You can online shop.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Online shopping will help the economy and also your wardrobe.
In the time of the virus, it's important to look hot.
Hot.
More than anything.
A little bit.
Yeah.
God, yeah. So can I be honest, everyone? So I have this appointment. I've talked to you about it. I have the appointment tomorrow to get my eyelashes done.
Yeah.
Like that will be awesome. I was so looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And a lot of friends have said to me, don't do it, sweetie.
Yeah.
Because it will be someone in my face for an hour.
Yeah.
And I know the whole world is pressuring me not to, but I just want it so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is what I would file under secrets. I think in the time of coronavirus, it's important to keep secrets. And What did they say?
I say go for it. Yes, bitch.
Okay, Ruby, yeah.
And can I say, when I was on the radio, we got a text in from a girl being like, go for it, queens.
Did you ask on the radio?
Yeah. Make it, everything I've meant to keep secret is always public. Yeah. And I've been thinking about this. I'm like, you open yourself up to negative. But I'm like, so go fuck yourself. So does Lady Gaga. So does everyone. So like, and also I'm just like a young girl. Like, I'm just a young girl figuring it out. So fucking hate me for it. Whatever.
Sure.
And that is my stand about it.
And that's a reasonable way to react to people sort of letting you know what's up with the global pandemic.
Just scream.
What about it? No, I agree.
But in my head, I'm like, it's not, I'm not hanging out. And I'm not going to big things. And I'm not seeing my grandparents. Yes. And I'm not like...
Yeah.
I'm driving in my private car to an appointment and going the fuck back. Yeah. And that's it.
And you can do things to mitigate it if you wanted to. You could wear a mask or something. But yeah.
Hannah's calling me.
Oh, she sent you an email as well. I don't know if
you saw really?
That. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Guys, everyone just hold on.
Is everything okay?
It's about my show. Can they hear?
Is it going to be canceled?
At the stage... Oh my God.
It's going ahead.
Holy shit. Okay, everyone, I just had to pause it because it's my show, Loose, which is going to be at the Batch Festival at Griffin Theatre. I just got an email that says it looks like it's going to go ahead.
Oh, that's good.
So I have a show to write, slunties. No rest for me. But please come. I would love for you to come. It means that in this wild climate, I'm going to have to promote a show. But it's a show that's like sad and happy, so.
So that fits well.
That fits quite well with what is going on in these days. But anyways, I'll call Hannah back.
That's exciting.
That is Congrats. Exciting. I have to go write more of my show. So what are we talking about? We're talking about my lashes. And now, John, as my dear friend, you think I should can it, don't you?
I think. As a responsible person, as in my like vain way of wanting people to think that I'm like smart and responsible, I'm like, yeah, can it and can the wedding and can the hair and can everything. But if I was, but scroll back. If I was you, this is what I would file under Corona Secrets. And I would secretly go secretly do it and I would not tell anyone.
Yeah.
Like, you know when you spend too much money on something?
Oh my God, absolutely. And it's a private secret.
It's a secret. Yeah.
I mean, I now looking back wish I've done that. I wish I kept everything a secret. I wish this week I turned blonde, I had new lashes, big tits, and I was like, what are you talking about? I've always looked like a regular girl.
I'm a regular girl, just like you and me, girl. And yeah, I'm worried about this coronavirus, but yeah, I'm a double D. And I always have been. Don't look at my photos. What are you talking about? Yeah.
Also, I'm going Facebook Live with these double Ds in my new hair.
What do you guys think of my big tits? Yeah.
That's sort of my own personal story and journey.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just about me.
Nobody knows. Okay, here's the thing is that it's all hearsay. And this is where the illusion of social media
That's what
comes
I'll do.
In.
Gaslight everyone. Gaslight. It's like, Chet, you're blonde. And I'm like, no, I'm not.
No. No, I'm not. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Yeah. Yeah.
Chet, you have 3-inch eyelashes. No, I don't.
Big lips. No. Oh my
Fillers.
God.
Fillers. Today.
You should. You could at this time.
I'm the one that's going to support businesses in the recession. Tits, ass, nails, lips.
Good evening and welcome to the 1030 Report. This one Italian woman is actually supporting small businesses by getting big tits, big lips, and blonde hair in the time of coronavirus.
And they have like, they cut to like businesses being like, thank you so much, kitchen. And I'm like,
I'm Italian.
Have you seen all this stuff with Italy? Like, okay, did you see the video of the planes going like,
yeah, the Italian flag?
Was the opening of my solo show.
That's the grand opening of Loose at Batch Festival.
It's kind of amazing.
Yeah,
it's like,
crazy.
Yeah, Italians are sick, but we have style. Like, yeah, we're all sick.
We're losing hundreds of people by the day, but yeah, we got these planes.
But
honey.
We do it in Versace. You know what's crazy? To think that a lot of Italian designers should and have been canceled for being like homophobic, like not homophobic, but like,
are they really?
They've done things that are bad, like for real.
Like really, like who?
Maybe transphobic. I'm not sure. Like, who? If you look up Dolce & Gabbana, I think they're
Dolce
fucked up.
Dolce is really bad. I
yeah,
think.
They're really bad.
Yeah.
But they make a beautiful belt. Oh. We love that man.
We love that Dolce. But don't spend your money on Dolce, guys. Yeah. No one is. No, no one could.
No, no one we know
no
has ever bought.
No one we know is buying Dolce.
Dolce and Gabbana.
No.
They're buying DKNY. They're buying
Sean John.
Sean John.
Did I ever tell you about Sean John jeans?
Your jeans, yeah. That's in an episode of the podcast.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Can't.
So
it.
Funny. You know, I'd love to know people's like favorite episodes and things they miss. I'd love to know that.
Yeah. If anyone has absolutely anything at all
anything
to say, you're more than welcome to go ahead.
Uh-huh.
Anything at all, really.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys like my facial hair? I don't think it looks good, but I haven't shaved.
I think it looks good.
I think it looks fine. In certain...
You look like daddy, you know what I mean?
Oh, I don't like that. But yeah,
sorry.
Sure, I didn't.
And what about my facial hair?
I'm just about to get a full body laser procedure.
I do have hair, absolutely. You know what? Can I tell you a secret?
Yeah.
I get hair on my chest.
Yeah, you
right here,
me.
And I pick it.
It's quite long. No, wait, Maddie,
I almost
me.
Went like this and showed everyone my tits.
Your
but
whole tits,
I'm,
yeah.
I get little hairs here.
Very handsome. Thank you very much.
Ribs, you're like the freaking best.
That's very
you're,
sweet.
You've been with us from the start. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you. Yeah, you have watched the whole thing.
Also, how long has this been?
According to
I literally after this
34
I to,
minutes.
I have to go to a
nail salon.
A nail salon and pick up my bag. Infected laptop and bag.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't think I have anything going on except for starting a full-time job next week.
Yeah, that's huge.
What does it say? Oh, God inspired.
Oh. Thank you. No, this is really nice to come back to this. I've missed this. I've missed you.
I know.
You
I miss
fool.
You, too. But things change.
Things change.
My boyfriend broke up with me and your nonna died.
And my nonna died, for real. So that's the world we live in. And, and that's our top stories at 5 o'clock.
And that's what's up.
And that's
us.
What's up. Can I say, I'm going to tell them, but I really think one day we should do a news style. We have, you know, we've got some things maybe in the works, but I reckon we should do a news style thing.
I agree. There's
it's
something
really
there.
Funny. It's yeah. something that...
It's fun to report on the news in a
yeah,
fake
but like
way.
In a fake,
fake
way.
News.
But make it like actually funny and fake.
Yeah. Make it actually funny. Not like that other stuff you guys see. Like... actually funny. Do you hear people talk about like that? Like I
mean?
Get that a lot. Like people I've had that recently when I do stand up that people go up there like I do it and then afterwards people are like it's funny because like you know it's like you're so like uncomfortable and awkward and but it's like actually it's funny. They're like I like everyone in the room is like oh what's he doing but then like actually
it's funny.
It's funny against meaning all the odds.
It's a neg. It's an egg.
I think it's an unintentional neg.
It's an unintentional neg.
Yeah.
I mean, so much of the world is an unintentional neg. But I don't know if I'm getting that. Maybe. Oh, okay. Well, here's the thing. Like, I'm really conscious now ever since I heard a woman leaving the Comedy Store being like, yeah, that guy was so funny. Oh, that woman was so unfunny. I just don't think women are funny. And then she talked about a story how she went and watched a gig and she was like, she like didn't get any laughs. So in my head... When we just did that gig and I came off and everyone was like, you're so funny. I was like, I made it gendered. I was like, this means a lot that you women think I'm funny because I have in my head that like these women who are like, women aren't funny. So yeah. In my head, it's a win that I'm a woman and I'm funny. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're like fighting a battle.
It's like everyone said this all before, but it's not until I heard it in person, in the flesh, that a woman could be like, women just aren't funny. Like, can you imagine a man being like, I just think men aren't funny?
Never
in history
world.
Has any man said that.
No.
So, I guess in my head when people are telling me funny, it just made me think of being like, you know, you're actually funny for a woman. Like, I think there are people out there that are thinking that
yeah.
always. There'll be
yeah.
people who are like, actually, you're funny for a lady.
For a woman?
For a woman? That's funny.
Because, what?
Whoa, talking about your pussy? That's kind of funny.
Talking about your pussy? That's actually funny.
Yeah, so but I don't think I've had that personal experience of being like, you're actually funny.
We have very different styles though.
But at the same time, I'd like to think similar.
Very similar.
No, but I mean, like, that's why we get on.
I agree.
I think there's something here.
We like to keep it real.
Can I show you something funny? Doesn't this look like a dick?
Disgusting. What'd you say?
Look at this.
A little bit, yeah.
I'm going to show
or the charmed symbol. Look at that, listeners.
Dick. Dick or charmed, right below.
Let us know.
Okay. What are you going to do after this?
I
stay home. Self-isolate.
I think I have to eat something, but like I cooked all this chicken last night because it was going to go off.
Mm.
But I didn't cook the vegetables that I have. I have a head of broccoli and I've got two red peppers and I don't really feel like chopping it up and cooking it. And also I don't want to eat
you
chicken.
You can get food delivered?
Yeah, but then I feel wasteful for not eating the chicken. Oh. But now I just have all this chicken cold. I guess I could stick it in the freezer.
I'd love to know what everyone's eating.
Yeah.
What's everyone eating at home?
Yeah, that would be good to know. What's the tea with that?
Do you want to see something gross or no?
It depends what it is.
It's from my head.
Okay.
Okay. I scratched my head and this came out and it looks like it's an ingrown hair.
Oh my God. No, I think it's a...
What is it?
I don't know, flake or something that's got a hair in it.
Yeah.
Are you going to show the people on live? Oh boy.
That's it.
Awesome.
Well, we've got a love heart emoji, so sucked in. That's what it's for. Gorgeous. Where should I put it?
Oh, yuck. Yeah. I mean, I flick stuff on my floor all the time. You can put it in the bin. It's pretty far to the bin.
We have the exact same bin.
Oh yeah, classic. I need to put a bag in it actually. What? Oh boy. Okay. Okay. Awesome. And we're back.
And we've got a thumbs up. Thank
awesome.
You.
Thumbs up.
We're doing God's work.
Tommy Hoff.
Thank you. Thanks to all our fans. To be honest, we've like not had zero viewers this whole time. Just to toot our own horn and
we've
to pat ourselves
four.
On the back.
We've
at least four people listen.
Which is nice.
Also, John, you know what I realized? You know you saw that email meaning that we can now record at Acast Studios?
I know, I saw that.
That's huge.
Isn't that great?
So if you didn't know, we're on a network, a really lovely network of a lot of great podcasts for queer...
Women.
Queer and women, like
queer
podcasters.
And, women.
And literally, so obviously we've like kind of been on hiatus. We've just like been doing things, taking a break, get over it. But we got this email from them being like, hey... You can record in a real studio at Acast.
Yeah. It's only open Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, which is my new working hours.
Oh, no.
But that's otherwise, yes.
Otherwise,
awesome.
You get a day off, we go into the studio.
Awesome. I'm taking a day off of my second job.
And it's funny because you're starting your full-time job and I'm ending my
one day a week job.
I've thrown in the towel. I don't want to do social media for another minute. I love who I do it for, but I don't love
the job.
I hate the job. And to work one day a week, it hurts my soul. I think it's for that. Maybe if I went back and worked at Dottie, I'd love that.
Really? Retail?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, you do so much comedy work as well, kind of. So it's like
a little bit,
two jobs Maria over here, you know? Maria Sharapova.
That's right. She's retired from tennis, but she's starting up a fashion label.
Is she really?
Well, she already has a fashion label.
Oh, good for her. Is it tennis clothes?
No.
Oh.
No,
lifestyle.
She could look good off the court. Like Serena. Doesn't she have a label?
Yeah, but she's Serena Williams.
She's Serena.
She can do whatever the hell she wants.
Everyone apparently hated Sharapova.
For what?
Being a bitch. She
just
wasn't.
You heard it here first, guys. Maria Sharapova's a bitch. Back to you, Sarah.
That's a taste of what we could be doing.
On the news.
Our news show. What would we call our news show?
Oh,
my God. We always think of funny names. Like, what was our show going to be called?
Suck my ass comedy,
or and we're also like Suck My Ass University when we were like,
oh, I have a degree in podcasting from the
University of
Suck
My
Ass.
Is Concetta a good tennis player?
Yes, she really actually is.
Yes, I have videos that I could send you.
She has played tennis her whole life, I think,
since I was like five.
Yeah,
but here's the tea: I haven't played in a long time, so it like takes me a little bit of warming up to like get good. But the truth is, I'm pretty good.
Do you do forehand, backhand, volley,
up
serve,
up top, all around, suck and fuck? I do all of it.
Run around, up and down the court. Yeah. How's your serve?
Serve is bad. I will say that.
Do you throw up and then serve?
What else can you do?
Sometimes people bounce if they're pussies.
You should bounce. What? Everyone bounces, then throws up.
No, but I mean, some people just like bounce and then do a forehand.
You couldn't do that Wimbledon.
I know.
That is not.
That's why they're pussies.
Oh, so you mean like in a social setting?
Yeah, but you don't do social. You do for real.
No, I'm not doing it for real. I'm doing. You think I'm playing tournaments at the moment? I'm just playing with friends.
No, but I think that what you play so good that it's equivalent to tournament styles.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah. I mean, you play with Ben. Ben's real good.
Ben is really good.
Does he take it easy on you or do you really go?
No, we go at it. I mean, he could probably maybe take it a tiny bit easy. But I think when we were really going at it in summer, we were like throwing it back. You know, awesome. Real hard, real awesome. Addy. And it's really like sexy.
Yeah, that's
it's
cool.
It's kind of sexy. I've never really been.
It's cool to play a sport. Oh my God, I'm starting my gay water polo
soon.
Oh my
God, I'm so excited for this.
I know, but I'm scared because I haven't started. And also, it could blow up in my face, as all things do. Just because, like, I could be bad at it. But isn't that exciting to live that?
I know, it's really good. And you know what I've been thinking about, really and truly, and sometimes this brings me joy, is to be like remembering that it is good to fail.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, just take failing. You just failed at something. Like, you tried to draw a picture and it's fucking ugly or something.
Mm-hmm.
And just being like.
And it's awful. Really fucking bad.
Nobody wants to look at it.
Nobody likes it.
And you just look at it and you're like, I just failed. That's awesome. Like, failing is a part of it. Like, I know this sounds simple, but if you internalize it and you're like, that's great that I fail. Failing is inevitable and awesome. I won't fail forever. I just had a moment with something where I think I failed at something and I was like, no, this is going to be good.
Yeah.
So let yourself fail.
Oh, I'm
excited. I hope you drown.
Girl, I've been failing my whole life. Oh, so I'm no stranger to failure. So I'm excited to ride it out.
Failing upwards.
I think it'll be good, actually.
I think it'll be really
good. Do you know what I'm excited is the competitive aspect? I'm really excited to measure my physical fitness against the physical fitness of other gay men.
We like that. We love to compare and pit ourselves.
I am addicted to comparing. If I can come out on top against any of those fuckos, I will feel much better.
Becoming therapy girls for 1 minute.
Yeah.
I had, you know, my therapist, like, I had a, whatever, we did a phone thing because she was sick. And so the main subject of this therapy was, hi, that's my friend Emily. Hi, baby. Oh my God, everyone's giving us laughing, crying from laughing.
Hell yeah, we still got it. Yeah, we could do it for once.
So anyways, therapy girls. I was talking to my therapist and she was saying that, like, she was just asking me about my general mood and I was like, it's a bit eh. And I sort of explained that I'm like, I feel like I really do compare. That's like a big thing that I do.
Hell yeah.
And she was like, you need to really get on top of that by clocking that it's happening, and then being kind on yourself, because she's like, you're doing things that you've never done before.
Oh my God, yeah.
So you can't compare because it's new for you. Mm-hmm. And I just remember, this is why I tell anyone and everyone to go get therapy, but it just like a weight sort of came off my shoulders. And it's not forever. It'll come up again that I start to do it. But like, she just helped me to remember. She's like, it's normal that you're going to feel eh for a while because you're going into new territory. Mm. All these new things are happening with like moving and stuff. And she was like, you'll feel eh because when new things are happening and you're not in your comfort zone, which means you're in uncomfortable waters, and that's part of it. And that's why as humans, we tend to do the same thing over and over again because we like what's comfortable. Mm. So anyways, I just remember we talked a lot about comparing and she was like, really just catch yourself doing that and try to let it go.
100%.
So I really relate to comparing, but in this sense, maybe it'll be good for you in a competitive point sense.
I think it'll be positive and negative.
Yeah,
I think
as is everything.
As is most things. I think I'll have to like go into it and then I'm going to have to experience a lot of anxiety and terror, and then I'm going to have to like see it in the moment and hopefully like deal with it. But I have been doing that so much. Like what your therapist said, I agree with so much, because like I probably already said this to you, but like the dating thing of like, I've only ever had 2 boyfriends in my whole life. So it's like, of course I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Cause it's like, I literally, how am I supposed to actually know a girl?
Absolutely. And look at my story. I've had 15 boyfriends since I was forever. and that is because of my story of like, I was like going from boyfriend to boyfriend. And I realized for my own journey that I was like using them or like needing validation from another person so much that I didn't know what it was like to be alone.
You see yourself dead in the eyes and you're like, I see you.
girl. Yeah, you really have to look at yourself dead center, dead straight in the, yeah, eye.
Center
ball.
Court, half point shot.
Yeah.
For real.
And so you have a different journey yourself, and they're all valid, so there's like literally no point.
Oh my God, yeah. I spend comparing. My whole, literally my, ever since stopping seeing my therapist 3 months ago, I like have just gotten so much in the rhythm of like constantly, not constantly, but like seeing myself like getting like triggered, quote unquote, and like now like noticing it and being like, why, like what is affecting me and like where is it coming from, and like seeing it and being like, this is the thing, and then being like, okay, cool, I see this and I'm aware of this, and
that's
I
so
can't
good.
Fix it right now, and I can't, like, not like I'm like trying to stay away from my therapist, that's not the case,
no,
but just being like, I can't just like rely on this like sweet man to like talk to this about, because like I like in some ways have to be like able to deal with this,
yes,
on my own.
That's
and,
right.
And I have been doing,
that. That's the whole tea of it, is like they give you the skills that, it's like riding a bike. They teach you to ride the bike and then you ride the bike yourself.
Yeah, you go around the corner and it's like, bitch, you're gone.
Bitch, you're gone.
Good luck.
But if you really were things fucking up and you didn't have, you couldn't find the skills, you can ride back
exactly.
around and get a top up.
It's a cul-de-sac, girl.
That's
you're coming back.
Roundabouts. Cul-de-sacs. So that's the best. That's so beautiful. And the one thing my therapist said about that for me was dealing with my sister. You know, my gorgeous slunty sister. We have a lot of family trauma.
I love that.
And that means our relationship is complicated. And she was saying,
"Oh my God, thank you." Just that person related.
Oh baby, that's my gorgeous friend Emily. Aww. This is seriously how I'm feeling now in my current relationships. Yeah, I hear you.
It's hard. Relationships are the hardest things of your life.
Are the hardest things in your life.
Your sister.
And she was just saying that, like, you're getting better at, you're not reacting, you're responding. That is the ticket. Write that down. Respond, not react. Because everything in life you could react to, but that's, you're operating from the survival part in your brain instead of like, that's why they say take a deep breath. Like, if you're angry, like, go take some space, then come back to it, because you will feel better as a human learning how to respond, not react.
That is. Example, prime example.
Yes, please.
I have learned that every single fucking time I get off of a stage, I need to go to the bathroom and literally be alone and just like breathe and let like all the thoughts come. And then only then, once I've like heard them all and been like, yep, cool. And like either I've like reached a constructive conclusion or I've been like, it was fucked, or I've like dried all the sweat off my dirty face.
Yeah.
Then. And only then am I like cool to go be with people. Right. And I've just like learned that. It's
that's
like,
huge.
Because literally just like the reaction comes and I know that I can't control it. And it's like, you know, I have to learn to like even respond to the thoughts in my own head.
That's huge. And that's amazing. And you wouldn't have been there if you hadn't like checked yourself in.
Yeah. And spent like 4 million times getting off the stage and then people being like, good set. And I'm like, actually, what happened?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And then everyone's like, what?
That's really good.
Yeah.
Can I just say, it's 6 o'clock. I feel like
you should go get your thing.
I got to go. Everyone, I'm sorry to wrap this up, but I have to go pick up my laptop.
Yeah.
That I left in a nail establishment. And these are my nails.
I have to finish watching season 3, episode 23 of The Office US.
That's great. I really wish I could stay and watch that. Okay, then next time my toes. I got them done. Is this allowed? Does John hate this?
I don't care. It's like,
okay, there you go. So thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in. And thanks for listening to the episode, assuming that we get it out.
We'll try to get this out as an episode for anyone who foolishly didn't watch the live. And thank you for all the support and love. We really mean that truly, because we get that all the time. It's really lovely.
Yeah. Oh my God, I had so many people. I know I always bitch about no one ever tells me that they like the podcast, but I've had so many people telling me in real life being like, I love your podcast.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Can I say thank you?
Good luck with the eyelashes. Thank you, Ruby. I think I am going to get them done. And if I get corona... good. I'll stay home.
I think you will.
And I'll go live and I'll just like, you know what I mean? Like, it's bound to happen to someone.
Yeah,
like,
you're going to get it. And I'm going to get it.
We're both going
to
get it.
But I'm not going to give it to other people.
And I'm not going to give it to other people.
That's my pledge.
That's my pledge too. For real. We both won't. I just want to give it to him and only to my boyfriend. That's it.
Yeah.
My work wife and my hubby.
And if I go on a Tinder date in the next 2 weeks, then you're going to get it, girl. If you know what I mean.
Okay, so we're signing off. Love you so much.
Yeah, love you too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I don't know how to end it.
Awesome. I think top right end. And then I'm going to stop the recording. Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.